Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome back to Billboard's Must Hear Music podcast. My name's Joe Lynch, and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man? I'm back.
As well as Chris Payne.
Hello.
Hey, our hearts go out to Erica Ramirez, who is too busy to be here.
Wow. Do our hearts go out to her?
Maybe not.
Too busy to come up with a bit.
with a better excuse.
Wow.
Sorry, Erica.
No, just kidding. If you're listening, Erica,
what's
which
funny
you're probably
is that,
not.
So I wasn't on the Must Hear Music podcast last week because I was not feeling well. And my voice was all scratchy. And I listened to the beginning of that podcast, and you guys were so kind to me.
That's
you were like...
True.
Oh, Jason, hope he feels better. He's worked so hard. Oh, man.
It's like, Erica, now, just say you have a sore throat. We'll love you.
Now, Erica, yeah. We're just like roasting her. So, oh, well.
Celebrity roast.
Very Celebrity curious. Roast.
All right. Well, let's hop into it, though. We've got, first up, let's talk about Tove Lo.
So I got to say, man, I feel like this is Swedish week on the Must Hear Music podcast.
Of is.
Because we got, I think, three Swedish artists.
We have Mape, Tove Lo, and who else do we have?
Eric Hassel.
And Eric Hassel. Yeah, you're right.
Hassel. The Preachers are from Australia.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of...
It's International Week here at the Must Hear Music Podcast.
Sweden and Australia.
Well, you know.
Two countries.
Other countries with white people.
Yay.
Yeah, exactly. So, Western-centric international.
On that note, yeah, I mean, so Tove Lo, she... is number 18 on the Hot 100 right now with Habits Stay High, kind of a surprise hit on that end. And she has an album coming out in a couple weeks. It is fantastic. I've been telling people how good this album is for a while. And another song of hers, one of the best songs on the album called Moments, reached the World Wide Web on Tuesday morning. And it's funny because... Habits might be actually my least favorite song on this album. Not that I dislike it. I just think that it's a good single, but not a great song.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the album sounds a lot more similar to Moments, which is just very like clean, you know, free ranging pop music. And it's just like the thing about this Tove Lo album is that the lyrics are so razor sharp. I mean, in this song, like, this chorus starts off with the line, "I'm not the prettiest that you've ever seen, but I have my moments." And then the chorus ends with, "On good days, I am charming as F." Charming as
F. That
beep.
Was a record scratch.
So it's just like, it's funny because, like, you know, on paper, those lines are, you know, like, they're fun. They're not like amazing. But then you listen to the song and it's just so crazy that they're like the bedrock of this like fun, whimsical pop song. Like, "I'm not the prettiest that you've ever seen, but I have my moments." It's just so fun, and she's so brutally honest on this album, and this is one of the best songs on it.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm glad that you say Habits is your least favorite, because when I first heard it, and again, I have nothing against that song, but it really just didn't impress me too much. And I think partially it was that being number one on the rock charts, I was like, this is kind of not a rock song.
Yeah.
And it's strange that it's the number one rock song in the country. But just like we shouldn't hold it against the Lord that, you know, Royals was getting all these lauds for
best
rock
video at the VMAs.
It's so strange they haven't changed that titling yet, that phrasing.
Because
it's so awkward every time it comes out, and everyone laughs about it, but they don't just say like alternative or come up with a new phrase or something. It's strange.
Everyone has a good yuck. But anyways, this song, I agree, is cool. And I think one thing you could say in the rock category is she really does have kind of the rock attitude. Like the chorus you're mentioning is kind of a self-deprecating, "I don't give a whomp.
I don't give a bee."
Exactly. Sort of thing. And it does have a certain bombast to the song that certainly is more akin to like 90s rock than pop music. but it definitely is pop. And the thing I like about it is it really sounds kind of like that Swedish underground pop that was so big in the 2000s, and we're now seeing kind of like bubble into the mainstream.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's the album is called Queen of the Clouds, and yeah, it's getting a lot of comparisons to like Lorde, just in terms of like, you know, it's September, the song keeps rising in the Hot 100. Who is this, you know, girl from a foreign country, and how is she, you know, taking over pop radio with his offbeat song? And yeah, I just think that it's kind of a fair comparison, just in terms of no one really saw this coming a couple months ago, but it's just a totally different sound, and I think pop fans are really going to take a shine to this album.
Cool, yeah. I'm actually putting together for Billboard.com, I'm trying to predict all of Saturday Night Live's musical guests for the 2014 to 2015 season, and I had Tove Lo on there.
Yes,
well, I definitely hopefully. See the song rising and
that
rising.
Would be very cool.
Like we said, like this year's Lorde, totally could see that as kind of a sleeper pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so well, stay tuned for that list on yes. Billboard.com.
Stay tuned to Billboard.com. So let's listen to it. Tove Lo Moments. That was Tove Lo Moments. Next up, let's talk about Mapei. This is yet another Swedish, although I think she was born in America and has just mostly lived in Sweden, pop star. The interesting thing about Mapei is she started out, her name kind of bubbled up on the internet maybe 4 years ago. She was mostly rapping.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I have to say, I haven't read a ton of interviews with her. She decided to put that in the background and focus more on singing. Her singing voice is very soulful, but this definitely is pop music. The song I picked is from her upcoming album. The song is called Things You Know Nothing About, and it's musically all over the place, but I think yeah. in a great way. Like, it starts out with kind of guitar strumming and this ethereal choral voice in the background, and then there's a bass drop, not exactly an EDM bass drop, but like there's an actual like funk guitar bass line that's just drops in. It's funky as hell. And then it ends with this kind of weird string hook, like something you almost might hear on an MIA album. It's just a really inventive track, and like I said, incredibly funky and just a really good sound.
Yeah, I agree. I really like this song. I love, like you said, the bass line. It kind of explodes at the 1 minute mark. And yeah, I was a fan of Don't Wait, and it's kind of like Tove Lo, where it's like, I think this is even better, and it might be not even a single, it might be buried on the album, but it really has that kind of impact that makes me want to discover more of this album.
Yeah, as you were saying, the progression of the instrumentals, as you described, is far better than I ever could have. They
very deferential.
Yeah, maybe not ever.
Well, I was gonna say it was a sort of track that is not predictable in a verse chorus structure where you feel like you're just getting repetition over several minutes. There was a very great sense of build up to that song that I enjoyed a lot. So I would definitely like to listen to more of it if the rest of the album stands up. You think to that track?
Yeah, NPR's got a whole first listen of it, which you can check out.
But don't go to NPR. Just go to Billboard.com. Don't even.
Yeah.
No, we like NPR, I think. I don't know.
No,
are we allowed
don't.
To plug other websites
right.
on the New Music Podcast?
I love Garrison Keillor, so, you know, although that, we probably never feature a Garrison Keillor-esque musical outfit on this podcast. Anyways, though, let's listen to Mapei's Things You Know Nothing About. I know you're trying to deceive. All right, next up, let's talk about The Preachers. The track is Somebody's Talking, and this is a C-Pain pick.
Yeah, I've been really into The Preachers. They're a rock band from Australia, and I've been really into them ever since they dropped a great single called Is This How You Feel? That's the third track on their album. It comes out on September 26th, digitally only, then comes out physically a couple months later. But what I really like about this other track, it's one of the other singles they've shared from it, is I really enjoy how the guitars are mixed in the chorus, sort of with the vocals and the tracking, and it's an extremely catchy song. But it's very different from a lot of alternative hits these days, where I feel like there's just lots of whoas and hey, and just like lots of just getting slammed over the head with a big obnoxious chorus over and over. The Preachers sort of have like kind of like a Haim vibe to them. They sound modern, but there's a lot of classic rock, kind of like Fleetwood Mac vibes in this band, and they're very catchy and very enjoyable without really being too over the top.
That's really interesting you mentioned Haim, because I didn't think of that, but when I was taking notes about this song, I was just thinking it sounds, yeah, like kind of a throwback rock song, in just that it actually is a rock song. Like the opening riff sounds like something influenced by Chuck Berry, and I think it's fair to say that most rock in 2014 doesn't have, you know, much reminiscent of a Chuck Berry song. But you're right, it's not like a vintage or retro thing. Like, you can totally move to this track. There's a bit of dance in it. The vocals in the background kind of made me think of Licky Lee. It does have that kind of like trick of sounding like an old-fashioned rock song, but not sounding dated in any way.
Yeah, I really like the Preachers. I think C-Pain, were you with us when we saw them at Bonnaroo?
Yeah, they opened up Bonnaroo.
They did open up Bonnaroo. They're great, and I agree with both of you guys about the Haim vibes. It's funny because I've listened to this album. I got it a couple of days ago, and I've listened to it twice while making dinner, and I don't know what that means. But it's just very good, like you get home from work and you're like, yeah, I'm going to make some pasta tonight. You put on the Preachers album. Yeah.
Hey, put on the Preachers. Make some pasta.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's like attention Whole Foods, start adding the Preachers to
yes
the playlist.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's very kicky and likable, and you know I think the song is really great. I don't know if it's on the level of Is This How You Feel, but it's a fun album and great to cook to.
I mean, and what better endorsement do you need than that?
Yeah, what's funny is that I told that to somebody else yesterday. I was like, yeah, I've listened to the Preachers album a couple times while I'm making dinner, and he was like, oh, they should put that on the jewel case, like Jace Lipschitz of Uber.com says, I've made dinner twice to this album.
Right.
So better than a 4-5-star rating, I think.
Much better. All right, so this is the Preachers, Somebody's Talking, from their upcoming album Blue Planet Eyes. And it's love. All right, that was The Preachers, Songs to Make Dinner To.
Yeah. What's going on with that title, Blue Planet Eyes? I don't know about that title.
I don't know. It's kind of hokey. I don't know.
Yeah, it just sounds like, what do you say about Magna Carta Holy Grail? Like,
it's basically Jay-Z's album, Words That Sound Important.
It's like a Mad Lib, like Blue Planet Eyes. Like, all right. No, yeah. I kid with the Preachers.
Right. I kid. It's all love here. All right. Next up, let's talk about, this is one of my picks. It's Blake Mills. The song is called If I'm Unworthy, and it's from his new album, Hi Ho. If you're unfamiliar with Blake Mills, he has been, I guess, most famous for being Fiona Apple's guitarist. He's worked with a ton of people, though, from Lucinda Williams to Lana Del Rey to Beck. This is technically his second release as a solo artist, but in a lot of ways, this is kind of his first one with a real push behind it. The sound is, it's stuff we've heard from the history of rock before. You know, I would liken this to maybe The Band or My Morning Jacket as touch points, but it really stands out because he is just a fantastic guitarist, and the production here is very inventive, especially when you think of bands that are kind of indebted to The Band. Typically, they stick in pretty familiar territory. Whether you like that kind of music or not, I think most people would agree that they're not really breaking the mold, and he's definitely thinking outside the box on this record. It's this country-inflected, blues-inflected, but it's original in a way that I guess just ultimately comes down to him being like a worthy singer-songwriter in his own right. And the thing I like about the track I chose specifically is it's got this nice reverb on it that always seems to kind of like threaten to explode, especially on the solos, but always never really does. It still kind of stays maintained, and it brings this interesting tension to the song.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you hit the nail on the head that it always kind of threatens to bubble over, and I didn't expect to be really engrossed by this song as much as I was, but you know, after a couple of listens, I really, you know, was taken with it. Yeah,
I didn't really feel that engrossed. I think I was kind of left waiting for some more of a catharsis in this track that did not come. But maybe I need to listen to it more to get a focus on other things.
Focus on the engrossment.
Yeah, I mean,
not the catharsis.
It's not explosive. That's for sure. It's not gonna like, it's a slow burn type of song, and I think he's that kind of an artist. So, probably not for everyone.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's good. I endorse it.
I feel like this might be my favorite week for the must hear music in terms of the actual music. Like there are a lot of good songs we're gonna cover. You know, I think 5 songs in total. I really like all 5 of these songs.
That's a
hey,
big endorsement.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. Yeah. Yeah. Usually we hate the things we talk about. Finally, this
week. The must hear music that we just are like, no.
Well, sometimes, sometimes, Joe, you trot out like a
maybe
like
listen
a
to
fuzz,
it if you
like
want
a lo fi
podcast.
Fuzz right. Rock. And I'm like, oh, Joe.
Yeah.
What's going
Eric
on?
Eric is definitely not digging that either.
Yeah.
The lo fi
no,
fuzz stuff.
Oh, I would like that stuff.
Yeah. You got to invite T-Pain for like the Ty Siegel.
It's true.
Yeah,
I
if
got
you had Ty Siegel, I would have been very happy.
Yeah. You got to invite him for that, like the waves. I'm sure, like whenever you guys have waves,
right?
Must hear music.
So C-Pain equals waves. I'm so glad to hear that.
Basically, yeah.
That analogy.
All right. Well, let's listen to Blake Mills right now.
Time before was wasted, but with you.
All right, that was Blake Mills. The song is If I'm Unworthy. And next up, before we get kicked out of this room, let's talk about Eric Hassel.
Yes.
Yet another international star.
Another Swede.
The song is Pathetic. Do you want to...
Yeah, so this... Eric Hassel has been around for a while. I think his first single came out in 2008. His first album came out in 2009. And I've always kind of kept an eye on him. I've never loved his material. I've always kind of, you know, had... you know, a fond inkling toward it, if you will. But Pathetic is his first single that I've really been blown away by. And it's not really new. It came out, I believe, in February, but it is kind of getting like a second life online. Just has a new music video. I think the music video finally came out a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I really like the song. C-Pain to my right here, I know he's a big Jamie Liddell guy, as I am as well. So it's just kind of like that, you know, blue-eyed, like, white boy funk soul music. And this is, like, totally up that alley, like, very much like Biting Prince and really kind of, you know, showing his heart and giving it his all. And it's very impressive to me. It's just, I like how the song just kind of ends on the word pathetic. I like a lot of things about this song. And what do you think, Joe?
I mean, yeah, the Prince comparison is almost too obvious to mention, but yeah. It's just...
Hey, I mentioned it anyway.
But no, but I was certainly going to mention it because it is almost, for me, I would say I really like the song, but the Prince vocal aping is a little too close.
Oh, you think it's too much, okay.
Like, there's just, it's not even just, like, the timbre of his voice, but the way he, like, pronounces syllables and kind of, like, does ahs and oohs, it was just, it's so close to Prince in a way that it does sound like he's imitating him. That being said, if you're imitating Prince, it's an impressive trick. I mean, that's hard to do, and he sounds really good doing it. And I really like the music. You know, there's like finger snaps and a throbbing synth bass line. Yeah. Like, it's a cool song. So.
I've always felt that he, like Eric Cassel, just needed a song to really break through, especially to U.S. audiences. I don't think he's a known entity over here at all. And I think this might, I don't know if this is going to be the song that does it, but I think this is like a good little like reintroduction to who Eric Cassel is and what he can do. I'm really taken with it. It's just like a good like, it's a good like late summer like playlist edition. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, you were saying like with Breaking the Market, it was a good song. I'm just wondering what his niche would be, like, and what kind of an up, because he's major label, right? He's sort of going for a pop audience.
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's but I don't know. It's just like I think he's still kind of trying to find that you know area of impact. But I think that. This is, I don't know. I mean, I think this is a strong enough song to really get him there. But
yeah, it's like that alternative, it's a very nebulous term, but alternative pop, basically. You could throw a lot in there. I think there just needs to be more of a place for alternative pop.
Totally.
On the charts.
Right. Totally, totally.
But let's listen to it. Eric Cassel, the song is Pathetic, as in that's the title, not the quality of the song.
The song is not pathetic.
Which is quite good, actually. The song is called Pathetic, and here it is.
You got my heart in a twist, and that ain't right, baby. And it's not fair, 'cause when you're not there, I'm so emotionally needy.
All right, that was Eric Cassel. Well, that is all we have for you this week. Next week, we will come back probably with less Swedes. Nothing against them, of course, but it was a little heavy on the
Danes next week.
Next week is all Danes all the time.
All Finnish must-hear music podcast.
Just Finnish metal. But anyways, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, Jason and C-Pain. I guess if you guys listening out there have any recommendations in terms of songs or bands, by all means, please tweet them at us. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.